Well, hey there, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
Welcome to In Case You Missed It. This morning, we got on the subject of first TV crushes.
You ain't going to believe what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Well, you know, I bought that new place.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fix it up.
Uh-huh.
So I'm driving around through town looking at junk stores, trying to find furniture.
They don't call them junk stores or consignment stores or gently used stores.
No, I'm needing the cheap stuff. I'm really used stuff.
I got you. Uh-huh.
So,
previously enjoyed stores.
Dirt cheap furniture is what I was looking
for. Sure, right, okay.
So while I'm in there, I look on the wall, and I see an original in the frame Farrah Fawcett poster.
No way.
Yes, the red one piece.
Oh, boy, that was every guy's dream back in the day.
First TV crush.
Absolutely first TV crush. It'd be her and then probably Daisy Duke.
Yes, Daisy.
And then
Marianne off Gilligan's
Island. Marianne off Gilligan's Island. Three's Company, Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
Now, when I was a little kid, I wasn't allowed to watch all Three's Company, but I get through the opening sequence, and that's all I needed.
Mm-hmm. I know it's strange, but look, Wednesday Addams.
No, okay, now you've crossed
the
line.
Well, no, but I was her age at the time.
Right, but still, even then, you've crossed the line to creepy at that point.
She was cute.
Now, the one in the Munsters, the normal Munster?
Herman's niece?
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, I'm taking Wednesday back. I forgot about her.
Yeah, I forgot about Herman's niece.
Herman's niece.
The normal Munster.
All right, I'll replace Wednesday Addams with Herman's niece.
Hey, let us know what your first TV crush was. We'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call up here at Hank. We'd love to talk to you. And you guys chimed in on yours.
Thank you.
I don't really remember. I didn't watch much TV when I was a kid. My dad made us go outside and play.
Yeah,
play?
It's probably Bo Duke, though, right?
I did like Duke.
Right, who was better looking, Bo or Luke?
Bo.
Yeah. Told you.
But Luke was ripped. Luke had the body.
Here you go talking about Luke's body again.
I'm sorry.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. Hello, it's Jason and Tony. Who was your first celebrity TV crush?
It's Saved by the Bell Boys.
Oh, like Zach?
It was Zach and Slater.
Oh, but which one, Zach or Slater? I mean, which was the most?
It would have to be Slater.
Really? Yeah.
Did Screech do anything for you?
Well,
not as
I kind of like the nerdy kind a little
bit. But Mr. Belding was damn near irresistible.
He was real hot. Yeah.
We also learned this morning that Artemis Pyle, the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, is from Jamestown.
Had no idea.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
morning.
Up?
Morning.
Hey, is that the plane that they crashed and they killed Ronnie Van Zandt?
Yes, sir. That is the plane. Aerosmith was going to originally buy it, but said no to that plane.
I'll be damned.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder if that was the same plane, you know, that Ronnie Van Zandt got killed in.
Yeah, that's it.
Hell, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Hell.
Artemis Pyle was the drummer of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mm-hmm. Artemis Pyle survived the crash, ran to a home and through the cornfield and got help.
He's in my backyard up there, you know. Well, he's in our backyard, too, down here.
Artemis Pyle? Artemis Pyle lives around here?
Jamestown, yeah.
No.
Yes, sir. Artemis Pyle is from Jamestown, Tennessee.
From there, lives there.
No, I don't know if he's living there, but he is from there.
Artemis Pyle from Lynyrd Skynyrd is from Jamestown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Sure is.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Googler. Googler
up there, man.
Googly googly.
Hey, man, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Guys, just have a great one.
You too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, Linda from Jamestown confirmed it.
You're awesome, Linda.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all today?
Well, good. Linda, I was hoping you would hear that. Being a proud Jamestown resident, is it true that Artemis Pyle is from Jamestown?
Yeah, his kinfolk is from Pale Mall.
From Pall Mall.
Yeah, I think now, in the movie, the Sergeant York movie, there's a pile that's he owns a grocery store or something.
Yeah.
That's some of Artemis's ancestors.
Oh, wow.
This
oh, man.
Is crazy.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man. Next thing you're going to find out, Arnold Schwarzenegger's from Boma.
Well, you know how that is. You can't never tell, eh?
Can't you hear the Boma?
I can hear the Boma. Yeah, the Boma there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it ain't a tumor.
Well, are you going to
Google it? I'll
be back. No, we don't need to Google it. You just called us. You are Jamestown Google, Linda.
Oh, well, I thought so, you know. I know what I'm talking about.
That's what I know. There's no need to Google anything about Jamestown when we know that you'll call us and tell us.
You know, when Mark Twain's, before he was born, his dad, Samuel Clemens, I think his name is Samuel.
Yeah.
He helped build the courthouse.
In Jamestown?
Yeah. Huh. They lived here. She was pregnant with him when they lived here.
Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then later on, that's Shania Twain's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Shania Twain's from Livingston. She just claims Canada.
I've heard
well,
that.
You know, hey, if you just throw a couple A's in there, you know, you can fake being from Canada.
It's obvious. I mean, Shania's faking it. That's an Overton County girl right there.
Yeah, right. That's right. You know,
this morning, also, Tony put his entertainment reporter hat on, which just means that's his clean hat. For rumor has it.
Rumor has it, Dolly Parton wants to put some concerts together with Cher. So far, they have said no to calling it the Bondo and Botox Tour. Rumor has it, Blake Shelton's girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, loves sandwich meat and also loves the flutist Yanni. Together, they're getting together to create a deli called Stefani Yanni Salami. Rumor has it, Willie Nelson may drop a new album on April the 19th. He says he'll release it on 4/19 because he's busy on 4/20.
Also, for all the guys playing high school TSSAA playoff football tonight, Tony had a pump-up speech for them.
Okay, you math meatheads, gather around. Today's not a speech about touchdowns or monster trucks. It's a speech about coming together. The bread tie is the most important part of the loaf because it pinches the end of the bag together. Togetherness, men. One time, a boat set sail and the tiny ship was tossed. If not for that crew coming together, that minnow would be lost. Reese's Cups. They're better because chocolate and peanut butter come together. Brooks and Dunn's solo careers suck because they were best together. Together, men. Together, y'all can storm that field like hungry lions. Not together, you'll be hungry squirrels. Nobody's gonna holler, I'm being chased by hungry squirrels, But if you got lions behind you, those lions will be chewing some messed up gym shorts, men. Be together as a team. Remember, be good sportsmen. Don't pick your nose in front of girls and wave at your mamas. See you on the field, men.
And no, we didn't miss the word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Micro corn dog atmospheric free-floating intestinal organism.
Blah.
A micro corn dog atmospheric free-floating intestinal organism is the scientific term for a belch after lunch. Micro corn dog atmospheric free-floating intestinal organism.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Also, the best country lyric that was never written. This time with tambourine.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He sells out shows like you've never seen. He's the Jimi Hendrix of the tambourine.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This is great. It's Helping Granny, and I love these. Julia,
my granny.
Julia Brecht is her name, 86-year-old grandmother. Late last month, she was shopping in the produce section of a Target store when a guy stalked her, grabbed her purse, and took off. So he saw a little old lady that he knew he could grab that purse from.
You dirt bag, dirty word.
Followed her around and grabbed that purse and took off like a jerk.
Stole her purse.
Luckily, two cops showed up to help where their names were Craig Hess and Robert Little. Here's what they did. This is the real good part.
Okay.
First, they helped her cancel her credit cards. Well, you know, she probably didn't need that.
You got to do that.
So that way that guy couldn't use them. Then they grabbed her shopping list, did the rest of her shopping for her, paid for her groceries themselves, and it was out of their own pocket, not like a police department publicity stunt.
And they don't get paid what they deserve.
Right.
It's not the check they think.
Since her keys had been in her purse, they drove her home, got her spare key, went back to Target for her car, then installed new locks on the front of her door and house where she lived with her blind and disabled husband. According to Julia, Craig and Robert went far beyond what anyone would expect to make sure she was safe. As far as the purse snatcher goes, a security camera got a blurry shot of his face, and police are looking for him. Luckily, Julia didn't have that much cash on her, so it all turned out all right for Julia because of those two fine men, Craig and Robert. Y'all are
real good.
That's it for today. We appreciate you listening to the podcast of
In Case You Missed It.